天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。在上两期节目中呢，麦克牧师谈到了做门徒三个标志中的前两个，那就是对主的忠心和像耶稣那样去爱别人。这两条对于小环个人而言呢，其实都是非常的困难。求神的爱和怜悯，让我们可以透过祷告越来越像基督的样式。那做门徒的第三个标志又是什么呢？我们是否又可以胜任呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in.
谢谢你的收听。
As we come to the third and the last in the series of messages, the three marks of discipleship.
今天是门徒的三个标志，这个系列的最后一次信息。
And we're going to talk about living like Jesus.
我们要讲的是像耶稣那样生活。
In Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 37,
在路加福音十章三十到三十七节，
Jesus tells a story.
耶稣讲了一个故事。
It is not only a story of a model life.
这个故事不光是描述了一个道德模范，
but also it is a story of Jesus' own life.
他其实讲述了耶稣自己的生活。
It begins by a lawyer trying to quiz Jesus, saying what kind of life he could live that would earn him eternal life.
故事的起因来自一个律法师想要试探耶稣，于是问耶稣要怎样做才可以承受永生。
Jesus waited until the lawyer answered his own question by quoting scripture.
耶稣让他根据律法来回答自己提出的问题。
The lawyer said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself."
律法师回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
And so Jesus said, "Go and practice that."
耶稣说，你去如此行吧。
At that point, the lawyer realizes that loving your neighbor as yourself is easier said than done.
就在这个时候，那位律法师才意识到，爱邻舍如同爱自己，说起来容易，做起来难。
And so he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?"
所以他问耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
Which prompted Jesus to tell him a story that we call the Good Samaritan.
耶稣就给他讲了一个关于好撒玛利亚人的故事。
Listen to Luke 10:30-37.
请听路加福音十章三十到三十七节。路加福音第十章三十到三十七节。耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中。他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出二钱银子来，交给店主说，你且照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还你。你想这三个人 哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说，是怜悯他的。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
Here's a picture of a man in desperate need.
这里描述了一个遭灾受难的人。
He gets bypassed by the very people who should have helped him.
有些本来应该帮助他的人连连从他身边走过，却不理会他。
The priest was commissioned by God to minister to hurting people.
祭司原本是被神委任来服侍受伤的人的。
But when the priest saw the bleeding man, he ignored him.
但是当他看到一个满身是血的人躺在地上，他却当作没看见。
A Levite who was consumed by religious activities also ignored a bleeding man and moved on.
利未人整天忙于宗教活动，同样的对这个流血重伤的人视若无睹，自顾自地往前走了。
This is a picture of how ineffective religious rituals and ceremonies are.
这幅图画说明，只注重宗教仪式毫无益处。
Did rituals freeze hearts?
僵硬的礼仪使人心冰冷。
Dead rituals cannot save souls.
死板的教条无法拯救人的灵魂。
Dead rituals cannot meet needs.
例行的公事不能满足人心灵的需要。
And so we see that a Samaritan appears.
这时候撒玛利亚人上场了。
Remember, Jews and Samaritans hated each other.
要知道犹太人和撒玛利亚人互相仇视。
They had no dealing with each other.
他们彼此不打交道。
They were alienated from each other.
他们保持距离，互不来往。
Samaritans were part Jew and part Gentile.
撒玛利亚人混杂了犹太人和外邦人的血统。
And often they did not fit in with either world.
但这两种社会都容不下他们。
But this Samaritan was different.
然而这位撒玛利亚人却是个例外。
This Samaritan was selfless.
他毫不自私。
This Samaritan is a picture of Jesus.
他代表了主耶稣的形象。
Like Jesus, this Samaritan did four things.
就像耶稣那样，这位撒玛利亚人做了四件事情。
He stopped.
他停下来。
He stooped.
弯下腰。
He saved.
救起那人。
And he served.
并且服侍那人。
First, he stopped.
首先他停了下来。
We know almost nothing about this man, the Samaritan.
我们完全不知道这位撒玛利亚人的背景来历。
But he has inspired countless people for over 2,000 years.
但两千多年来，他却激励着成千上万的人。
Now, my listening friend, I want to remind you that this Samaritan was not on a holiday.
亲爱的朋友，请注意，这位撒玛利亚人不是在度假旅游。
This Samaritan was not sitting idly by.
他也不是一个游手好闲的人。
No, this Samaritan was a busy man.
相反的，他非常忙碌。
He had business to attend to.
他有生意要做。
This Samaritan had a schedule to keep.
这位撒玛利亚人正在赶时间。
And he had a choice to make.
他面临着一种选择。
Should I get involved or should I just keep to my plan?
我是该管他人瓦上霜呢，还是自扫门前雪呢？
And my listening friend, Jesus said of himself, he had a choice to lay down his life or not.
我亲爱的朋友，耶稣也曾说过，是否要舍弃生命是他自己的决定。
Jesus had a choice.
耶稣也面临着选择。
Should he stay in heaven with the Father or come from heaven and die?
他可以选择在天上与父神同住，或者降临到世上受死。
He said, I have authority to lay down my life.
他说，我有权柄将性命舍去。
And I have authority to take it up.
也有权柄将性命取回来。
But I'm so glad that Jesus did not say, I have a universe to run.
可喜的是，耶稣并没有说，我忙着管理整个宇宙。
Or I have a world to rule.
或是，我需要治理全世界。
And I can't get down to the earth and get involved.
因此我不能降临到世上把自己给拴住了。
I am glad Jesus stopped.
感谢神，耶稣乃是停下来。
He stopped and looked at humanity's desperate condition.
他停了下来，看到人间凄凉绝望的光景。
Jesus stopped and took pity on humanity's condition of dying in sin.
耶稣停了下来，怜悯那些将要死在罪恶过犯中的人。
Jesus stopped and cared for the agony of humanity's guilt and grief.
耶稣停下来，照顾那些因为罪恶而忧伤痛苦的人。
If Jesus had not stopped to care for us, we would not be here today.
假如耶稣不曾停下来照顾我们，我们早就灭亡了。
Thousands of you would testify the same way.
很多人都能这样做见证。
And there are millions of people who are desperate for the message of healing and forgiveness.
无数绝望的人都迫切需要得到医治和饶恕之恩。
You might be one of them.
也许你就是其中的一员。
The mark of discipleship is to live like Jesus.
门徒的标志之一就是要像耶稣那样生活。
And that includes stopping from your busyness.
其中包括了从繁忙的工作中抽身出来。
Living like Jesus means stopping from our fears.
像耶稣那样生活就是不再害怕。
Living like Jesus means stopping and getting involved.
像耶稣那样生活，就是要停下脚步，参与服事。
This man did not only stop, but secondly, he stooped.
这位撒玛利亚人并不只是光停下脚步，紧接着他屈下身来。
To stoop means to bend down.
屈身就是弯腰的意思。
The Samaritan literally lowered himself.
这位撒玛利亚人很具体地降低自己。
He put the person in need above himself.
他把这个需要帮助的人放在自己之上。
He risked his life.
他冒着生命的危险。
The road they walked on was known for being a dangerous road.
要知道，那条路是出了名的危险之路。
He risked his reputation.
他也冒着毁掉名誉的危险。
He bent down to help someone different from himself.
他屈身帮助一个和自己格格不入的外人。
The wounded man was not a fellow Samaritan, but a dying Jew.
受伤的不是一个同族的撒玛利亚人，而是一个快要死掉的犹太人。
So the Samaritan humiliated himself.
这位撒玛利亚人宁愿委屈自己。
He would have been scorned and mocked if another Samaritan had seen him helping this stranger.
他宁愿冒着被其他撒玛利亚人嘲笑挖苦的风险来帮助这位陌生人。
My listening friend, listen to what I'm going to tell you.
我亲爱的朋友，请留心听。
Anyone can pass to the other side.
其他人可以从旁边绕过去。
Anyone can pretend that everything is okay.
其他人可以假装什么事都没有发生过。
Anyone can close their ears to the desperate cries of lost people.
其他人可以塞入耳朵，不听那人在绝望中悲凉的呼喊。
Anyone can say, why should I get involved?
其他人可以说，我为什么要自找麻烦呢？
But only a disciple of Jesus Christ would not only stop, but stoop.
但是唯有耶稣的门徒不但要停下来，还要弯下身子。
My listening friend, there's something very important I want to tell you here.
亲爱的朋友，在这里我要告诉你一些非常重要的事。
God, in His sovereign will, chose to use His disciples to stop and stoop.
神至高的旨意就是要他的门徒能够停下脚步，谦卑自己。
God, in His divine wisdom,chose to use the disciples of Jesus to be instruments of his caring for the lost.
神属天的智慧就是要他的门徒能够成为关怀失丧灵魂的器皿。
God in his sovereign will chose to use his disciples to be witnesses for him.
神至高的旨意就是要他的门徒 成为他的见证人。
And often when his disciples refuse to stop and stoop, God moves on to use somebody else.
如果我们拒绝停下脚步，谦卑自己，参与服事，神会选择其他人来代替我们。
God wants to use people who are willing to be used.
神要使用那些愿意被他使用的人。
And Jesus did not only stop, but he also stooped.
耶稣不但停下脚步，而且还屈身谦卑。
He laid aside the garb of splendor of heaven.
他撇下天上的荣华。
He laid aside the praises of the angels.
他舍弃众天使的赞歌。
He laid aside his limitless sovereign power and stooped into our world.
他不留恋自己至高无上的权能，屈身来到人世间。
Why did he do that?
他为什么要这样做呢？
So that he may feel what we feel.
他这样做就是要体谅我们的痛苦。
So that he may meet us where we are.
就是要在我们遭难的路上与我们相遇。
So that he may become one of us.
他因此变成和我们一样的人。
But if that was all, it would have been enough.
他做到这一步已经很了不起了。
But more than anything else,He stooped to pay for your penalty and mine.
可是更宝贵的是，他降卑替你我接受了刑罚。
He stooped so that he may make it possible for all who come to him to find eternal life.
他屈身舍己，为要让凡相信他的人都得到永远的生命。
He stooped so that he may open the door of heaven.
他屈身，为要打开天堂之门。
He stooped so that he may become the bridge between us and God.
他屈身，为要成为我们和神之间的桥梁。
He stooped so that he may become our brother.
他屈身，为要成为我们的弟兄。
So the Samaritan not only stopped.
这位撒玛利亚人不但停下脚步。
The Samaritan not only stooped.
他不但弯下身体。
But thirdly, the Samaritan also saved.
第三，他拯救。
When he looked at this dying man and saw the need, he responded immediately.
当他发现那个快要死的人需要救助时，他马上采取行动。
What this man needed was healing.
那个人需要医治。
What this man needed was mercy.
那个人需要怜悯。
So he did all he could to save this man's life.
于是他尽全力来救这个人的性命。
He knew what to do and he did it.
他知道该做什么，而且都做到了。
My listening friend, our world today is in desperate need of only one thing.
亲爱的朋友，当今世界最需要的只有一件事。
It is the healing and the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督的宝血。具有医治和洁净的大能。
All of the politics in the world cannot accomplish that.
世上所有的政策都无能为力。
Only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse the heart of hatred.
只有耶稣基督的宝血能消除仇恨。
Only the blood of Jesus Christ can put an end to anger and vengeance.
只有耶稣基督的宝血能化干戈为玉帛。
Only the blood of Jesus Christ can transform lives.
只有耶稣基督的宝血能改变人的生命。
And that is the most desperate need of our world today.
这才是我们今天最迫切的需要。
My listening friend, if you are a disciple of Jesus,
我亲爱的朋友，如果你是耶稣的门徒，
then you must learn to stop like Jesus.
那么你就要效法耶稣那样停下来。
You need to stoop like Jesus.
效法耶稣那样谦卑屈身。
And then you must learn to save through the power of Jesus.
还要效法耶稣，借着他的大能拯救灵魂。
But fourthly, you will serve like Jesus.
而且第四，你还要效法耶稣那样去服侍人。
My listening friend, remember that the Son of God came not to be served, but to serve.
亲爱的朋友，要记住，神的儿子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And the greatest service you can perform is to be a faithful proclaimer of the whole gospel of God.
而最大的服事就是忠心地传扬神的福音。
This Samaritan man did not abandon the man after he helped him.
撒玛利亚人在帮助了那位受伤的人之后，并没有就此丢下他。
No.
没有。
He did all within his means to serve this man.
他乃是想尽一切办法来服侍他。
He placed the man on his beast while he walked.
他让那人骑上牲口，而自己却徒步前行。
He carried this man's burden.
并且他还背着那人的行囊。
He ministered to this man.
他服侍那人。
He equipped this man to full health.
他供应所需，直到那人恢复健康。
The Samaritan did not abandon this man once he got him to hospital.
把那人送往客店以后，撒玛利亚人也没有扬长而去。
No.
没有。
He made sure to take him to others who were capable of bringing him to full strength.
他安排人手来帮助这个人早日恢复健康。
He paid up front for all of this man's needs.
并且还预先支付所需的费用。
My listening friend, when Jesus Christ died on the cross,
亲爱的朋友，当耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，
He not only died to save us eternally,
他不但为了救我们脱离灭亡而死，
but also his death was a payment for our salvation and sanctification.
他的死乃是能使我们得救并成圣的完全赎价。
His death was a payment for us to be saved.
他的死就是拯救我们的代价。
His death was a payment not only for sin, but also for all of sin's damages.
他的死不仅能除罪，更能弥补罪的伤害。
Emotional damages,
情感上的伤口，
Physical damages,
身体上的伤口，
Spiritual damages,
灵性上的伤口。
The payment on the cross was a total payment.
十字架上所付出的代价是完全的赎价。
My listening friend, as I conclude, I want to leave you with this.
亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，我要请你思考。
Jesus wants to save and deliver you today.
耶稣今天就等着要拯救你。
Jesus came from heaven.
耶稣是天上的神。
Jesus lived a perfect life.
耶稣也是完全的人。
Jesus shed his own blood to redeem you.
耶稣流出宝血，为要赎回你。
Jesus became the sacrificial lamb that can deliver you from sin and the punishment of sin.
耶稣成为赎罪的羔羊，为要救你脱离罪和罪的刑罚。
Will you come to him today?
你愿意今天就来到他面前吗？
It is our prayer that you would.
切盼你能够归向他。
And then write to us and let us know.
我也盼望能收到你的好消息。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见。愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，好撒玛利亚人这个故事再次提醒了我们何为真正的爱。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，作为基督徒的我们，如何才能按照基督的样式去爱别人呢？这些都是我们需要努力学习的功课。好，那到今天为止呢，门徒的三个记号这个系列就结束了。小环相信大家一定得着颇多。那我们就下个系列再会咯。愿神大大的赐福你们，拜拜。
相见，无声与你相比，你是圣洁，圣洁，荣耀归于你主。圣洁，圣洁，无人与你相比。你是圣洁，圣洁，荣耀归于你主。我永远歌颂赞美你，更深地爱慕你，在你左前当我俯伏敬拜，我深知我属你，你是神。我深知我